Would you pray with me as we prepare our hearts to hear a reading of the scripture? You can join me in prayer. The words are on the screen. Holy and eternal Yahweh, you are the God who calls us by name and speaks through the fire that never burns out. You are the one who was, who is, and who will be. As you revealed yourself to Moses on the mountain, reveal yourself to us now in this time of worship. Draw close, quiet our restless hearts, and open our ears to hear your holy name spoken again among us. Amen. This morning, our scripture reading comes from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15 in the Common English Bible. Moses was taking care of a flock for his father-in-law Jethro, Midian's priest. He led his flock out to the edge of the desert, and he came to God's mountain called Horeb. The Lord's messenger appeared to him in a flame of fire in the middle of a bush. Moses saw that the bush was in flames, but it didn't burn up. Then Moses said to himself, "Let me check out this amazing sight and find out why the bush isn't burning up." When the Lord saw that he was coming to look, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." Moses said, "I'm here." Then the Lord said, "Don't come any closer. Take off your sandals because you are standing on holy ground." He continued, "I am the God of your father, Abraham's God, Isaac's God, and Jacob's God." Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I've clearly seen my people oppressed in Egypt. I've heard their cry, a cry for injustice because of their slave masters. I know their pain. I've come down to rescue them from the Egyptians in order to take them out of that land and bring them to a good and broad land, a land that's full of milk and honey, a place where the Canaanites, the Hittites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites all live. Now the Israelites' cries of injustice have reached me. I've seen just how much the Egyptians have oppressed them, so get going. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I? Who am I to go to Pharaoh and to bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God said, "I'll be with you. And this will show you that I'm the one who sent you. After you bring the people out of Egypt, you will come back here and worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me,' they're going to ask me, 'What's this God's name?' So what am I supposed to tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. So say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God continued, "Say to the Israelites, 'I am that I am. I am the Lord God of your ancestors, Abraham's God, Isaac's God, and Jacob's God. This is my name forever. This is how all generations will remember me.'" This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, you have searched us and known us. You know when we sit and we rise, you see us where we are, and we come to this place to worship you, to find renewal, to hear something that sounds true. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this is the second week in the Names of God series. Last week we met El Roy, the God who sees us. Mike, could you check the door? there's another mic out there. We met the God who sees us. I saw Mike and wanted him to be able to come inside. His name was El Roy, and he saw Hagar in the wilderness. And this God, who speaks to Moses from a burning bush, says that God has seen the Israelite people suffering in Egypt. And I think that that God sees people suffering today. This week was weird. Kate Bowler says that life is brutal and beautiful. Sunday, I went home after an amazing day of worship, and I was outside in the fresh air with the sun shining. Actually, it rained, but it was still beautiful. It didn't matter. We were outside all day from about 1 o'clock. We had my nephew's 8th birthday party in my yard, and we were outside from 1 o'clock until like after 8 o'clock, almost 9 o'clock. We were just outside. We had a fire. We cooked hot dogs and hamburgers. It was perfect. My really old dog, who can't hear when you call his name, stayed outside with us off-leash, perfect day, all day long. And on Monday, I spent time with two friends of mine from high school. One of them lives in California, and this is the first time she's been home in 8 years. And my two friends have 4 children between them. One has 3, one has just 1, between like 5 and under. And it was chaotic and perfect. And I don't think any of them ate sand when we were at the beach, even though they couldn't get in the water because the waves were insane. We went to the bay, and it was insane. And then on Tuesday, it was my actual birthday. And so I had breakfast with my husband before he left town again, because that's what he does now, is leave town. And then I came to church for a while and did some work. And then I left to go to Newport News to have dinner with my sisters. And then on Wednesday, I came to church. And it was Fresh Food Wednesday, and it was a beautiful day. And I came earlier than normal because I had to go to the chiropractor. And I had planned, you know how we plan things, it doesn't always work out that way. I had planned to go home in the middle of the day to take care of my dogs because I said one of them's really old. And that just didn't happen because things happened here and I got stuck. So I didn't go home like I planned, but it was okay because a bunch of people live at my house. My aunt, who's not related to me, lives there, and my best friend, who's getting divorced, lives there. And so somebody took the dogs out. It was fine. And then we had Fresh Food Wednesday, and it didn't rain on us too bad. It just kind of misted the whole time, which was like the story of the week. And then sometime towards the end of Fresh Food Wednesday, someone asked me this question. Do you know who Charlie Kirk is? And I said no, because I didn't. And then they didn't say anything else. They didn't tell me what happened. And so I walked away. I walked down the hallway. And then I was sitting in the Red Room, filling out paperwork for the end of Fresh Food Wednesday because Anne wasn't here and nobody else was putting in the extra people that we have to enter into the system. And the person who was helping me do that said, "Did you hear about Charlie Kirk?" I said, "No, I don't even know who that is. But somebody just asked me about him. What happened?" And she told me And I was sad. And I didn't even know who that guy was. And then I heard that there had also been a shooting at a school. I think 3 kids died, which is really common these days. And it makes me really mad. So I stayed up thinking and praying and raging, probably, about these things. I couldn't go to sleep. And on Thursday, me and about 8 other pastors from Virginia Beach got together for breakfast, which is something the district tells us that we need to do now. Which is good. I like breakfast. I like those people. It's fine. I really hope some powerful ministry comes out of it. I don't really want to just get together for breakfast. I've got friends. I do. But if we can partner together to do some amazing ministry together, then those 2 hours for breakfast once a month is going to be a good thing. So pray for me with that. And then I came back to church and I hung out with Everett for a while and we did some thinking and dreaming about some stuff here. And then I thought about my sermon, which is what I do on Thursdays. I think about my sermon. And I thought about Charlie Kirk. And I thought about those kids at that school. And then somewhere I was talking to Melissa, God bless her. Y'all, this is Melissa. She's in the office. She's amazing. She listens to me a lot. And I thought, today's 9/11, and I haven't even had a second to think about it. 24 years ago, this nation was rocked by violence. And every day since then, our nation continues to be rocked by violence. And so I didn't write anything on a piece of paper today. Because even though it was my birthday, and even though some amazing, beautiful things happened, I got to spend time with people who love me, I felt like there were some things that happened to you this week, and some of those same things happened to me this week. And I bet you had some beautiful things happen this week, but you also had to hear the news of Charlie Kirk's death and another school shooting and live with 24 years since 9/11. And so I felt like we needed to just kind of maybe let that be enough. Because we meet a God in the story of Exodus chapter 3, who shows up in a burning bush of all things and tells Moses, I see the suffering. I see the heartbreak. I see the pain. And you have to go do something about it. And you, probably like me, I don't know, 15 years ago, think, who am I? What can I do? You're probably already doing it. You're probably already putting one foot in front of the other, loving the people in the 3-foot radius around you, putting food in boxes, coming to church, even if you don't want to, even if you don't believe, even if you can't understand how this world is so messed up. 2,000 years after a guy came to say, I love you, Scripture says that God came down to the mountain to rescue the people, and that's what Jesus did. God came down to rescue our people, to rescue God's people, and we're all God's people. Jesus came to show us a better way to rescue each other. Moses didn't just show up on that mountain, and you didn't just show up in this church. Moses was a baby in a basket, and he landed at the shore of a princess. He was supposed to be killed as a baby, and there were some midwives who said, "I'm not going to do that." And there was a princess who found a baby that she knew belonged to a Hebrew woman, and she found a baby, and she knew that baby was supposed to be killed. Her father said that baby was supposed to die, and she took that baby and said, "I'm going to keep it." And then she let that baby's mama nurse him and give him life. And then he grew up in the palace, and he didn't know that he was supposed to die. He didn't know that he was one of the enslaved people. And when he found out, he got mad. He got mad seeing the mistreatment of his people. He killed someone, and then he ran away. And that's where we find Moses in the wilderness, taking care of his father-in-law's sheep, when God says, "You don't get to run away. You have to go back. You have to be part of the solution. You have to be part of the rescue." Did you know that in Scripture, the Scripture I just read, it doesn't say Yahweh. It says, "I am that I am." Last week we met El Roy, but English translations don't do that a whole lot of justice. Usually Scripture just says Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, Lord. That's how God is referred to in most of the Old Testament, even though there's so many different names in the Hebrew for who God is. And so this name that God gives to Moses to tell the people who he is, Yahweh, YHWH, is a name that means breath. It's the breath that God breathes into us. Yahweh. Every breath we take, we are speaking God's name. The God who is, the great I am. So who is this God that you need today, after this week? What do you fill in the blank? "I am a comforter. I am a rescuer. I am a healer." Whatever it is that you need God to be, God is saying that God will be that. "I am whatever you need." Just as God made Moses go back to Egypt in the midst of suffering, God tells him that he's going to go with him. "I'll be with you." And so while we don't get to stay in these four walls that we believe are safe most of the time, we do have to leave. And our task is to bear witness to whoever this God is that shows up in the most mysterious ways to say, I am with you. This week and every week and every day are brutal, but God is all sufficient, unchanging, and ever present. And God is with us. And God gives us to each other so that we are not alone. I'm going to open with prayer, and then I'm going to have Mike come up and pray. And Everett, if you would close us. Because we're not alone. We're going to do this together. And there are people who are good at praying, other than me here. And we need that this morning. Loving God, the one who sees us, the one who calls us by name, you will do anything. Show us who you are. Reveal yourself again to us. Every day, in a new and fresh way, help us to open our eyes that we can see you, that we are looking for you. God, we thank you that you are with us. Lord, hear our prayers and send your mercy.
Father God, I just ask you to anoint each and every person here. Let them hear your voice. It may not be from a burning bush, Lord. It may not be audible. It may just be a distant thought they're having. Lord, speak to them. I just ask you to be with us this week, Lord, as we go throughout our paces, Lord. Whatever news comes, whatever news doesn't come, Lord, just let us keep our eyes on you. We thank you.
Feel moved to pray around some things that Jesus said. Jesus said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Lord God, we have a sense of deep division in our hearts, in our lands, and in the many places that we live our lives. So we ask that you will bring healing. We ask that you will raise leaders who will guide us to unite and help us to go through this troubled time. Jesus said, don't pay attention to the speck that's in your neighbor's eye, but look instead at the log that's in your own eye. Lord God, help us to be not so quick to judge and quicker to search within ourselves, that we may be people who reflect your love in ourselves and to one another without judging spirits. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will inherit the earth. And Lord God, we ask that you'll help each of us to find ways of peace wherever we are. And Jesus said, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord God, our hearts feel heavy, but you have shown us where we can turn. So let your love and let your grace flow over us and help all of us to be people of hope and people of grace and people of love. In the name of Jesus, great teacher, amen.